News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
5:15 today is the CAO change of mind deadline, and the college applicants are being urged to take a final look at their course choices before the time is up. Guidance counsellor and editor of Education Matters Yearbook, Brian Mooney, joins us on the programme. Brian, how has the new leaving cert of the COVID-19, the 2020 leaving cert, has that changed what will happen today in any way?
Well, it has, to the extent that the applicants this year who are students in schools haven't obviously been in face-to-face contact with their guidance counsellors since March. So effectively, that communication has been through social media, etc. So effectively, it's a new dynamic. And students have, as I say, until 5:15 this evening, or all other applicants, as there are many others applying this year, other than those doing the assessed grades that are currently underway. So, yeah, there is a new dynamic involved in the process.
What's your advice now to students who maybe have had a little bit of time to think about their form over the past couple of weeks?
Well, in truth, you know, this year is completely different. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Obviously, there's a whole situation. You're talking about foreign travel there. You know, will international students be here this year? We have an announcement this morning that RCSI, the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, has taken over Croke Park, so that presumably most of the international students, and they have a huge number of international students, will have the full use of all the Croke Park facilities for study and work, etc., in the coming year, which just shows the commitment that there aren't too many Croke Parks around the place that other colleges can take over. So obviously, will international students be here across the sector this year? If they're not, will there be additional places created? The HEA will have a role in that in relation to the number of places they will fund for Irish and other EU applicants. Will that have an effect on points? Will students want to go to college this year? Will students, because of the online nature of what may be offered by a lot of colleges under public health guidelines, will students actually decide to go to college, or will they decide to wait till the following year? Will they do? Will more students do further education courses? So the first point I would make is we do not know what the pattern of applications are going to be, both internally in Ireland and coming from external applicants.
I know.
Points in previous years are not really going to be the reference point. So the first thing I would say to students is apply for the courses in the order you want them, without any reference to, well, I don't think I'm going to get the points for that, because you will get the highest order of the course for which your assessed grades or your previous leaving cert results makes you eligible.
That's good advice, because as somebody who made a complete hames of that a number of years ago, I would advise students myself to listen up to that point, Brian. Can I just ask you finally the story in the front of the Irish Times this morning, and I appreciate that you may not have had a chance to read it yet, that the education authorities are being urged to give next year's leaving cert students now a greater choice of questions in the exams to try and help them make up for some of the kind of the lost teaching time. Is that a good idea?
Well, we will have a huge problem, because the people I feel really sorry for are the students who are in fifth year this year, because in essence, when we close the schools this March, every sixth year has just had done their mocks a month previously. So that the sixth years this year were in, to a large extent, to the revision cycle. But for the students who were in fifth year, they were only getting up to speed to a large extent with the core of their courses. And they're now going back in September, hopefully to a full education. But, I mean, we do not know the extent to which all students are going to be in school every day. And those students have already missed a substantial portion.
So more optional exam questions, a good thing, would you say so?
Yeah, how they're going to be able to cover the original course content is really a matter of a question. So no sooner will we get through this process than we will find that we're talking about next year's sixth years.
All right.
And how to look after them.
Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Editor of Education Matters Yearbook, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning. 5:15 this afternoon, that's the deadline.